counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Plastic from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kahn from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from the Ketamines.
Hey, it's Marty Sarman of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Arner, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, this is Anthony Enman. Huh? You're not going to say anything. This is how we're starting the day, isn't
it? That's not how we do this show. That's not how it rolls.
That is, you're right.
You're changing the start.
I know. I'm sorry.
I feel like I haven't been here forever, but I guess it's only been a week.
It was a week, but, you know, it's always sad when you go, although, rest assured, Wayne took a lot of digs at you last week while you were gone.
Not surprised. I'm sure you took twice as many.
It's the Earshot 20. We're about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm Anthony Enman, and that is Brian Cleveland. And these charts are for the week ending December 10th, Tuesday, 2013, almost to the end of the year. It's big.
It's exciting times. It's times where people get to do what they've been wanting. The whole reason that they talk about music all year, so at the end of the year they can tell you their favorites.
Is that why? I love music so much, but wait until the end of the year so I can tell you just how much I love it.
Yeah, the Earshot is currently compiling their favorite albums of the year, their list for the year, and this year going to be producing the top 200 albums of the year as they normally do the last couple of weeks of the year, instead of sort of missing the bulk of them when they come out in that period of time. In the past, they've come out in the first week or so. So have for that to look forward to. And also on the show, as we probably talked about in the past, we're going to have two special programs as well, where we bring you the top 20 albums of 2013. And the week before that, we're going to bring you some selections from all the rest, some of our favorites that didn't quite crack the top 20. And of course,
you've already deemed the show the best of the rest. I'm pretty sure that's what you've been calling it.
I don't know if I'm allowed to call it that. That's what I want.
You can call it whatever you want.
It's either called the best of the rest or just all the rest.
You're simply the best, better than all the rest. If I were to quote Whitney Houston.
Sure.
Anyway.
This show is already off track.
It is, it's the Earshot 20. Why don't you tell them what they'll find if they go to the website where we get our charts?
If you go to the fine website, earshot-online.com, you'll find that Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published there every single week, and you can find the entire national top 50. Other public charts include top 30 regional albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus community radio stations every single week. This week, 32 stations submitting their charts, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more. Quite a few new features on the website this month, including a feature on traditional jazz story in the 21st century, an interview from Scott Wood of The Interview Show with Topless Gay Love Techno Party, and also an interview with Steve Strongman. So go check that out.
All right, and you can also find us online. There are a few places you can do that. You can email us, facebook.com. Yeah.
You could send us off the rails. On Facebook.
Off the rails. You could email us on Facebook. How about email earshot20@gmail.com? That's an email address you can email. You can also find us on Facebook. It is facebook.com/earshot20. And our handle on Twitter @earshot20. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to contact us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, we want to hear from you and give you a feature on the show. So please do reach out. This week, we've got the Top 20 Countdown, plus you're going to get your Entertainment 411 from Stephen Karlik. Next week, we're going to try and line up a couple interviews, new number one this week, and we're going to try to get them on. Well, we're not going to try. We know we can. It's always good when you can say, I know for sure that I'm going to talk to these folks next week.
It's true. You just didn't have time this week.
Yeah, that's going to be a treat for you. And we're also going to try to squeeze in a couple of holiday classics. That's always my favorite part, is when I get to play the holiday songs. I know it's officially the holidays for me when we do the show and you're like, yeah, you can have a couple. So that's good. That's what all the listeners out
Anthony,
there
your gift to me is that you don't go hog wild, that you hold back.
some of my, well, I hold back anyway because we get to do a Christmas special, so that's why I'm content with just a couple of tunes.
And there are some pretty cool Canadian bands out there producing some holiday tunes. There was one this week from Del Barber and also Penny Black's out there, so go check those out either on Bandcamp or SoundCloud. Haven't seen a Ho 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 Canada compilation yet this year, so I don't know if they're gonna have one of those. I think this would be the fifth one, but normally it'd be out by this time of year, so maybe there won't be one.
Well, we'll have to look for it. All right, let's start the countdown. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 20.
Dropping just one spot is Darkside, their album Psychic, and you're going to hear a track called Metatron. After that, you're going to hear from Moonface, who is back into the program at number 19, rising up from 31, Julie with Blue Jeans On, and you're going to hear a track called Black is Back in Style, and re-entering the charts completely at number 18 as CFCF and from the album Outside. We'll let you know the track you heard when you return.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
number 19. Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 18.
So serene.
That was Find by CFCF re-entering the program at number 18, and that is from his latest record, Outside. Before that, you heard from Moonface, Black is Back in Style, with a track off of Julia with Blue Jeans On at number 19, up from 31. And starting off the program, falling just one spot to number 20, was Dark Side Psychic, and you heard a song called Metatron to start off the show.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website. I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we're having a time.
Absolutely.
Counting down the top 20, and it's getting close. Now, Wayne and I made reference to this last week. Brian was out, so we had a guest co-host, and thanks to Wayne for filling in. We had we mentioned this again, and I officially put the question out on Facebook. And we have had hundreds of responses so far, but we're looking for yours as well. We're wondering if you can name just one artist who will make the top 20 of 2013. And if you guess one, your name will be entered to win a prize. And that prize is going to be awesome. And Wayne and I talked about, Wayne actually likes the idea of all of the hosts taking a picture together. And then I was thinking,
that's,
you know,
not a good prize.
It could be like, well, no, it's part of a package and you get
I see.
And we could all.
So you get that and $100.
Yeah.
From Anthony's wallet.
Because what?
Yeah. Didn't you say you're donating $100 to the prize package?
No.
Also, can I borrow $50?
We'll talk about this later. But I think that we could.
It's not awkward, right?
But I think that we could do something cool, like an Anchorman sort of. And then I'll just Photoshop Nicole in because she's not here, so she can't. But me, you, Ashley, and Wayne. And then I'll Photoshop Nicole in. It'll be awesome. Anyway, but that actually won't be part of the prize, maybe. But there will be some other cool things, like some CDs and stuff. You can, maybe you'll win yourself a copy of Cool and the Gang Christmas.
The sweater Anthony's wearing right now is signed.
Yeah, not washed. No? Should be washed.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, but I will sign it. Anyway, so yeah, head on over to the Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20, and take a crack at it. It only won't hurt you. Won't hurt you to guess. And you could win a
unless
prize
you have
package.
Purple tunnel.
And then it'll hurt. But
ask someone to help you.
You'll still win. You could win. Anybody could win. All right. We're gonna keep this going, and coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have the Entertainment 411 with Stephen Karlick. He's going to talk about some big things and big news out of Ontario. I didn't realize how big this was, but this is pretty big news.
All right. We're going to keep the trend here going of re-entering albums and new albums to the program. As CFCF and Moonface re-entered in the last set of music, we're going to hear from Pup, who re-enter at number 17, up from 26 from their self-titled debut. You're going to hear a track called Dark Days, and you're going to hear from the new EP from DuckTales called Wish Hotel. It's at number 16, up from 45, and a track called Naive Music.
Also, one of my favorite television shows. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17. number 16.
It's Earshot 20.
That was Naive Music by DuckTales from their latest EP, Wish Hotel, which is at number 16, up from 45. And at number 17, up from 26, was the self-titled record by Pup. And that was a track by them called Dark Days, starting off that set of music.
Quick break from the charts now as we head to the phones. Chat with Stephen Karlick. He's got your entertainment news.
It's the Earshot 20. Entertainment 411.
Stephen Karlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. With 2014 looming, a number of artists have announced new albums coming in the new year, including Saint Vincent, who's detailed a self-titled new album. A week prior, we learned that the arty indie rock songstress signed with Loma Vista and Republic Records. But now, more details from the album have emerged. Clark demoed the album in Austin before hitting the studio in Dallas with producer John Congleton, where she was joined by Dap Kings drummer Homer Steinweiss and Midlake's Mackenzie Smith. The final product features 11 songs. In a statement, Clark said, quote, "I knew the groove needed to be paramount. I wanted to make a party record that you could play at a funeral." The self-titled album Saint Vincent will be available on February 25th. Also coming out in the new year is a new one by Timber Tember. The band have been relatively quiet over the last year or two, but the spooky Ontario folk outfit will be making their return in 2014. The new album, titled Hot Dreams, is out on April 1st through Arts and Crafts. The album came together during 2013 with frontman Taylor Kirk enlisting returning collaborator Simon Trottier to co-write and co-produce. It was engineered by Graham Lessard at the Banff Center and at Montreal's Hotel Tutango. Guests on the album include Tassiomancy's Romy Lightman on backing vocals, Fiverr and the Highest Order's Simone Schmidt writing words, and Colin Stetson playing what a press release calls, quote, a typically velvet saxophone. The result is reportedly the project's, quote, most vividly cinematic music to date, adding arid western and viscous tonality to Timber Tambor's signature haunted folk. Along with the announcement comes a clip of new music that you can hear on YouTube now. LCD Sound System are set to release their final show as a live album. The band's last ever show in 2011 has already spawned a concert film and documentary called Shut Up and Play the Hits, but soon it will be turned into a live album as well, according to frontman James Murphy. The live album will document the entire show at New York's Madison Square Garden, which was a 3.5-hour marathon with 3 sets and 2 encores. Quote, I mixed it significantly differently than the film because the film is mixed for your eye and the record is mixed for your ears, Murphy told Rolling Stone. As for a possible release date, he explained, quote, I thought it was going to come out in March, but now I don't think it's going to make it for this year. It's going to be the beginning of 2014. Murphy is also working on a project that will bring musical turnstiles to the New York subway system and has various projects editing and mixing other artists' music. In sad news, Thunder Bay, Ontario venue The Apollo has gone up for sale. If you've ever dreamed about owning a storied Canadian music venue, this is your shot. The owner of the fabled venue has put the building up for sale on Kijiji, where it's going for $595,000. A note explains that the owner is planning to retire, and that the 3,300-square-foot space in Thunder Bay includes a fully equipped bar and restaurant and a sound room. The capacity is 210, judging by a Reverb Nation listing. Over the years, the Apollo has hosted many touring bands who stayed in the adjoining rooms. Notably, Vancouver janglepunk outfit Apollo Ghosts took their name from the venue. According to the Kijiji ad, this would be, quote, perfect for an energetic entrepreneur. In album reviews this week, we reviewed Halifax outfit Dog Day's last album, Fade Out. Recorded intermittently over a year at Seth Smith and Nancy Urich's Seaside Home Studio, the album captures the DIY charm of the band's earlier work and represents their most maximalist effort to date. Channeling the dystopic chime of 70s rock and roll and the radio-ready cuts of FM's golden era, Fade Out sounds like what would happen if the Partridge Family were reimagined as a spin-off to The Walking Dead and set in an abandoned missile silo with nothing more than a rusty 4-track recorder. While the album may or may not be the official end of Dog Day, if it were, our reviewer says, it would be hard to argue another band has died so beautifully for their art. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is the first single from St. Vincent's forthcoming album. It's called Birth in Reverse, and you can hear it now on Earshot Radio.
Earshot Extra.
In reverse,
Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 15. Number 14. We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Traces by Solids from their new album Blame Confusion, falling from number 7 to number 14. Before that, number 15 up from 39 for the first time on the charts for the program was Blood Orange with a track from Cupid Deluxe, You're Not Good Enough. And before that, you heard Stephen Karlik's pick this week, which is the new single from St. Vincent's forthcoming February 2014 record and a track called Birth in Reverse.
February. Did you know that? I was talking to somebody the other day who didn't know that there was an R in February.
You're still pronouncing. Why would you? You don't have to pronounce it that way, though, you know.
Because there's an R.
Yeah.
February. That's it's how spelling it's going works. To be released in February. But why would you put an R in there? What cruel joke was that?
February.
February. Anyway, it comes out in February. Thanks very much to Stephen for joining us on the program again this week. And pretty interesting coming up when we do the, we've been talking about it, and we'll be doing the top 20 of 2013 in January. And Stephen will be joining us, and he's actually going to be chatting a bit about their lists that Exclaim's going to be putting together, some of the top of 2013, probably including their top picks, maybe some of the top faux pas of 2013, some of the things that shouldn't have been. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
You're just spitballing over there. You're just making things up.
Maybe the
have
top.
Have you ever read Exclaim?
Maybe the top dishes that Gordon Ramsay made in 2013. I don't
Listen,
know.
Listen, we'll go in the hallway. We'll show you. We'll show you a copy of Exclaim.
I've seen it. I've seen it. I know what it's about. It's about awesome interviews.
I'm kidding. I've seen you read Exclaim a few times, actually.
Yeah? Well, I mean, I gotta keep up on what's going on. I have to at least read what my friend Steven puts together.
That's right.
That's what makes a friendship. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmund. Brian Cleveland is in studio with me. We're counting down the top 20 albums, getting pretty close to capping off the first 10 of the program in the first hour. And Brian's going to let you know now what's coming in at number 13.
At number 13, down from 10, is Said the Whale from the newest record, Hawaii. Here's a track called Willow.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 13. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Avec Vous by Ryan Hemsworth from his album Guilt Trips. That's at number 11, up from 14. At number 12, down from 9, was Nico Case, The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You, and a track called Calling Cards. And at number 13, down from 10, was Said the Whale from Hawaii, a track called Willow.
And that's the first hour, the first 10 of the top 20 from Earshot-Online, counted down. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, Brian Cleveland and myself, Anthony Emmon, counting down the top 20 every week from Earshot-Online.com. And we do that live and record out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And then after that, we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, and we thank them all for airing the show. Radio4all.net, that's radio4all.net, is also where you can find the program if you want to download or listen to any part of any previous program, and you can podcast the show on iTunes. Stick around, because when we come back, we've got the top 10 plus the lowdown. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.